Republican lawmakers in the state House are considering a controversial bill that would loosen North Carolina's gun laws. It would ban doctors from asking patients in writing whether they have a gun at home, and it would eliminate a requirement for people to get a permit before they can buy a handgun. As Jorge Valencia reports, the plan to eliminate the permits has gotten strong reactions.
Karen Haldeman is a mother from Durham. She's got three boys. And one day last week, she left them with her husband. That's because she was headed to downtown Raleigh to meet lawmakers.
Have you been in this building much? Yeah. It's like a labyrinth.
Haldeman walks at a fast clip through the hallways. She's leading two other moms who are pushing babies in strollers.
So we've got Representatives Paul Tyne, Philip Shepard, Dean Arp, Patricia Hurley.
Haldeman and the other moms are delivering letters. They want lawmakers to keep the state's permit-to-purchase requirement. Right now, local sheriff's offices are required to do a background check before someone who wants to buy a handgun can go out and get one.
But we do have very hard and strong data and a scientific consensus that background checks save lives.
Haldeman volunteers for a national group that is pushing hard against the bill in the North Carolina General Assembly. The group Every Town for Gun Safety won't say how much they're spending, but they're running spots on local TV through Friday.
So why do some lawmakers in Raleigh want to repeal North Carolina's handgun background check system? North Carolina law enforcement knows that's a bad idea.
As the ad says, the State Sheriff's Association doesn't like the bill. Sheriff Asa Buck from Carteret County is the association president.
I don't know a sheriff in North Carolina who's looking to violate anybody's Second Amendment rights.
Buck says that in his county, one of his detectives handles purchase permit applications. The detective scans the applicant's name through a national database and then checks court records for information that's only available locally. This includes assault by pointing a gun, domestic violence, driving while intoxicated, or recurring alcohol or drug violations.
And that's the type of thing you would look at that person and say, well, they're not doing a very good job of running their lives without running afoul of the law. And you kind of see the way that they deal with other people in society. So probably not a good idea to let that person go down and purchase a firearm.
In other words, Buck says it's not thorough enough to simply run a scan through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. It's also known as NICS. Under current law, issuing a permit is partially at the sheriff's discretion.
We should consider how that discretion has been used.
Paul Vallone is president of the gun advocacy group Grassroots North Carolina.
Basically, what it says is the sheriff can determine that you are not of, quote, good moral character, whatever that means. And whatever it means is whatever the sheriff wants it to mean. In the 1930s, it meant minorities couldn't buy guns.
The sponsors of House Bill 562 declined several interview requests. But the lead writer, Republican Representative Jacqueline Schaefer from Mecklenburg County, did elaborate in an email. She says there are too many inconsistencies in background checks from county to county, and that it would be better to rely exclusively on federally licensed dealers to check the database when they're selling guns. Schaefer wrote a section of the bill directing state officials to study how they can report more information to the national database. Now, critics say the bill would enable handgun buyers to avoid that database altogether. Private sellers aren't required to check it. So Karen Haldeman, the mother from Durham, left almost 20 letters the day she visited lawmakers. She was able to sit down with Republican Representative Bill Brawley from Mecklenburg County.
He was very, you know, good about kind of towing the line and saying, I really haven't taken a look at it, but I understand, you know, what your concerns are.
And even though she didn't hear exactly what she wanted to hear,
I felt good. I think people are being very thoughtful about the bill.
As they've gotten feedback, representatives have been tweaking the bill behind closed doors. Just when they'll have a public hearing is yet to be determined. They've already postponed three dates, including one that was scheduled for this morning. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.